Back at Martin Stadium, halftime. Vikings lead 35-0 on the Crystal River Seafood halftime report. Doug Belk just come up the stairs, and of course we remember him as a quarterback, and he'll be in uniform tomorrow, number 16 for Carson Newman Eagles, as our Valdosta State Blazers will host Carson Newman in a first round of Division II playoff. Brian Fazio.
Hello, Wes.
How many years at the Valdosta Daily Times?
3.5. Started July 2nd, 2005.
So you was here for the 2005 championship season.
2006 off year, and then 2007 championship. And
we have made some road trips together, had some fun in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's
state
been
championship
a
games, and this is your very last Lounge High football game.
I'll be covering the VCU game tomorrow, and then but this is my last Lounge game.
We have not told anybody where you're going or what you're going to be doing. We've just told them you were leaving.
Yeah, so. When I found out Monday that taking a job with the Associated Press up in Atlanta, so I'll be moving to Atlanta. I've been engaged since Christmas. My fiance moved up here. She also got a job in Atlanta. So everything's working out where we're both just picking up and moving and trying to start anew in Atlanta. It's going to be hard, though, because the last 3 years have been definitely been memorable, to say the least, around here.
There was no way you could work out with Associated Press to get Friday nights off.
No, I tried, especially, I won't be covering anymore, so I can say this, figuring that Lounge will be in the championship.
So now what will you be doing with the Associated Press?
I'll be doing a lot of desk work, especially college basketball season. I'll be editing all the stories that their writers write for the basketball games, as well as taking stories that SID, or box scores that SID sent in and writing stories from them. So just a lot of desk work. Don't have any bylines to start off with, but we'll see what happens after that.
Now, folks say you're going from the Valdosta Daily Times to the Associated Press. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. I mean, Valdosta Daily Times covers the Valdosta area. Associated Press covers the world. So it's a big step up. But it'll as exciting as it is, it's still sad because I've done the beats of Lounge and VSU and been able to meet a bunch of people and covered three championships, two state championships, one national championship. Titletown, Nationwide Golf Tour, a whole bunch of things. I covered more events than I thought I would when I got here. That's for sure.
Well, let me ask you this: what's your most memorable Lounge High football game?
Well, I wasn't here for last year's state championship, so probably it's a tie. The 2005 state championship, because that was impressive, and I talked to Christian Pearson every week. Never see a smile, never see a frown. And finally, when they won, the biggest grin I've ever seen out of him. And then the Wintersville. Coming from Florida, they have good football down there, but we don't have good crowds. So coming to the Wintersville game and seeing that crowd and feeling that emotion for the first time brought goosebumps.
Well, we won't have a chance to talk to you. Well, we might. Dick Rocky probably talk to you tomorrow, so I'll let him ask you what your most memorable VSU football game was, and he'll probably want to do that. So. But Brian, I kid with you, and I always gave you a hard time when you first came in about covering the Vikings and Four Rivers. But I'm going to tell you what. The thing I think is going to be missed most is your columns. Because those are some really good columns that you write. We're going to miss seeing you here on Friday night and on Saturdays.
Yeah, I definitely miss you guys, especially you. I mean, I saw you Friday and then Saturday come around, road trips with both teams. I did, one of my favorite stories is the one where you saw both championships. And
yep, twice the title. Yep. In fact, that was still laying on my debt, laid out of my office.
But there's a lot of memorable stories, a lot of memorable people, and I'll definitely come back. So.
Well, we won't see you. Maybe we can see you. If we make it to the Dome, maybe we can see you on a Saturday night up there for the state championship game.
Yeah, I'll try to suit over there. The Associated Press office is two buildings next door. So
maybe we see Brian. Appreciate all your
Thank
hard
you.
Work. Appreciate
Very
everything
much.
You've done for Lounge High football.
Thank
Let's
you.
Go ahead and take another 2-minute break. When we come back, Bill Osborne he'll have the stats for you. 35-0, the Vikings lead it here at halftime on the Crystal River Seafood Halftime Report. We'll be back after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And we're back here at Martin Stadium. The rain has begun to fall in earnest. We're about a minute and 30-some-odd seconds before we're ready to bring out the teams and get out here for the second half. Our Vikings lead 35-0 in a great first half of football by the Vikings. They pretty well scored any which way they wanted to and saw some passing as well during the first half. A lot of different formations. and had one injury, though. Lee Ruiz, the starting guard, left guard, went out with a little bit of an ankle problem. We'll try and get some more information on that in the second half. But want to pass on our first half stats. Thank you to Coach Dice and his staff from Lowndes Middle School. The first half stats. First downs, Luella with 2, our Vikings with 11. Rushing tonight, Luella 13 attempts for 10 yards. The Vikings 29 attempts for 278 yards. Passing tonight, Luella 3 of 8 for 23 yards and an interception. The Vikings 4 of 6 for 68 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. 4 total plays tonight, Luella with 21, our Vikings with 35. Total offense in the first half, Luella with 33 yards, our Vikings 346 yards. Fumbles tonight, Luella has fumbled it once and turned it over. Our Vikings also fumbled once and turned it over. No penalties tonight, Wes. That is just a tremendous effort by both teams. According to what I got here, I thought we had one flag.
It was declined.
And punts tonight, our Vikings have not punted, and Luella has got 4 punts for an average of 34.5 yards. The leading rusher for Luella, number 15, Richard Barnes, 5 carries for 11 yards. Their leading receiver, number 5, Detrick Bonner, 2 catches for 14 yards. Our leading rusher tonight, number 24, Greg Reed, 6 carries for 72 yards and 2 touchdowns. Also want to recognize number 9, Gerald Demps, 5 carries for 70 yards and 1 touchdown along with a 2-point conversion. The leading receiver, number 3, Darius Howell, 1 catch for 32 yards. And those are your first half stats brought to you courtesy of Lowndes Middle School coaching staff. Wes, clock now reset to the courtesy 3 minutes for them to warm up, get the players ready to go. And we're going to kind of stay right here tonight. We don't have to do as many commercials, so we'll kind of stay right here. We've got some scores.
Yeah, we do.
All right. Camden, I don't know what where these are in the game, but these are not finals, I don't believe. Camden leads Creekside 35-0. Northside, Warner Robins leads Union Grove 17-7. Cook leads Appling County 19-10. Coffee and Stevenson tied at 14. What a ball game. Clinch County currently trailing Twiggs 10-13. Brooks County leading Tatnall 34-13. And Ware leads Thomas County Central 14-3. Those are your scores. Thank you. We appreciate those. We've got folks all over the press box here with the invention of the BlackBerry and several other things. We are able to pick up a lot of scores a lot better than we have been able to in the past. Vikings now are warming up down in the end zone. Marty, you got us down there. I don't know if you're live with your wet microphone. It looks like the rain's kind of let up again. See if we can find Marty around here somewhere.
Marty.
He's not even listening to us. We can't find good help. Nope, no Marty. I know Marty was having a little bit of problems with his headset earlier, so maybe he doesn't hear us right now, but we'll try and track him down somewhere.
Bill, it'll be interesting to see if Coach Berghoff elects to go to the running clock here in the second half. Of course, well, I guess we'll find out shortly. I was hoping if Marty is down on the sidelines, he could find out for us.
Well, we'll know when the officials come out if he gives that signal that they're going to run the clock. Of course, GHSA rules say that it's up to the coach, the trailing coach in the third quarter. I hear Marty now, I think.
Yes, you do. I was down below in the safe haven of the dryness underneath the stadium. They're great job of waterproofing the stadium this year. I just tried that out.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you weren't soaked.
Bill, so I could hear y'all. I was listening, but you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, that microphone doesn't work unless you got a line of sight.
Just got word, Marty, that we are going to go to a running clock.
That's a good thing because I pulled up the radar. I don't know if y'all looked at the BlackBerry, but it's a lot more rain coming.
Well, we got everything covered up here. Marty, if you get a chance, we do want to kind of keep up with Gerald Demps and Lee Ruiz. I know Lee's dad up here kind of was anxious to know, and I told him, of course, it was just an ankle. That wasn't his knee, and that's a good thing. But any information you pass up on those two would be appreciated.
I sure will. I'll keep an eye out for him. I was going to point out we got a really, really good rain here. But this field and this turf, you can't hardly even tell it.
I know. We've seen that the couple times that it has rained this year, and you being down there on the field, I know you get a firsthand look at it. But from up here, no puddles, no nothing. I mean, it's just tremendous how quickly the water sheds off of this this surface.
Vikings, we're going to be kicking off to Luella. Luella will be receiving in the south end zone.
I see number 47, that's Jed Solomon out there warming up. I don't know if Jed's going to be able to kick off. Jed has got a very powerful leg. We saw that last week. Great kick right into the end zone his first time out. There was a penalty for offside. He had to re-kick it, and he put it just inside the 5-yard line after the penalty. But Jed Solomon, only a sophomore. I mean, this is a kid that leg strength's going to continue to develop. Very accurate. Great replacement for Mark Willis coming up after next year.
5'6", 160-pound sophomore, and is considered, the stats say in the nation, he is in the top 10 sophomore kickers in the nation.
Well, we'll just continue to watch him develop. And great for the Vikings as they continue off beyond next year. And it will be Jed Solomon to kick off for the Vikings.
And back deep is Roderick Sweeting. And number one, Wayne Parker.
So have not seen Barnes back out again.
Nope.
Of course, we mentioned earlier the other injured player was number 72, and that was
Terrell Mathis.
Matthias.
Thank you, Bill.
Here we go for the second half. Vikings leading 35-0.
Solomon's kick, high and over end kick, sails towards the coffin corner. Roderick takes it at the one, comes up the far side, now comes back near side, cuts back toward the sidelines. He's past one man, two at the 20 to 25. Still on his feet, breaks outside the 30, comes towards the press box. We hit him from behind. That's Troy Braswell on him first, followed by Bill number 7, Kenneth Durden.
Well, I'm looking out here, a lot of the backup guys on that kickoff team there getting an opportunity here, up 35-0. And you're right, Troy Braswell was the one who drags him down from behind at just inside the 30-yard line.
And it'll be first and 10 from there.
Gerald Demps back out on the field at that linebacker spot along with Telvin Smith. Good to see that.
Dickey sends two receivers far side, two near side. Keeps a man in the backfield with him in the shotgun. Ball on the near hash mark going from left to right on the radio dial. Drops back, throws out in the flats. Catch made by Sean Davis up at the 34, let's see, he's marking it under
about 5-yard line. Yeah. Well, they're going to mark him at the 35. Well, no, our team moved back. Go ahead. What you got, Marty?
Y'all notice who made that tackle?
That was number 9, Gerald Demps, back out on the field.
He is back.
Great.
Second and 6 from the 34-yard line. Dickey brings the play in from the line of scrimmage. Tumman up over the ball. Again, splits his receivers. Two near side, two far side. Drops back, looks, throws, look downfield. Oh, in and out of the hands of number 19, that's DeMario Gunn.
Looked like the ball was tipped a little bit right there at the line by the defensive line, and that's why it was not really on a line to number 19, DeMario Gunn, and the pass falls incomplete. And the clock does stop. There is not a running clock here in the third quarter, Wes.
And it'll be 3rd and 6, the ball at the 34-yard line.
Like I said, it is up to the trailing coach to make that decision. Obviously, he has decided to play regular football here.
Yep. I thought they were going to a running clock, but it didn't. Two receivers near side, two far side. Dickey in the shotgun. We're in a 5-man front. Ball on the ground. Dickey falls on it back at the 16-yard line.
Wow, that was a generous spot because it looked like he brought it further back into the 15, but they're going to mark him down at the 17-yard line.
I thought the 16, marking down at the 17-yard line. Where it will be 4th and 5, 10, 23, 4th and 23. Pat back to punt, standing inside the 5. Greg Reed standing about our 50. We go after it. He gets it away. Kick go out of bounds on our sidelines. And they say up about the 41.
Well, yeah, they threw a beanbag here at the 41. The ball never rolled out until about the 50, but maybe somebody touched it.
That's where it hit. Now they're going to mark him down at the
43. They're still deciding there on the side. Yep.
And we'll take over
43.5 yards.
From there, 43.5-yard line. 10:23 to go here. Third quarter, Vikings lead 35-0. It is not a running clock.
Looking out there, Matt Stanley is at that guard spot, so Leroy is still on the sideline. Lane Grant at the center position. And Kari Franklin in at quarterback. His fullback, number 33, Anderson. At the wingback, Troy Braswell, and trying to get the other number here. We got something going on. The official, I don't know, trying to set the play, set the ball here. Have not marked the ball for play. Now it's ready. Kari Franklin under center. Anderson behind him. Here's the snap. In motion, Braswell. Give to the fullback. Anderson up the middle. Up to the 39-yard line. 5-yard gain for Robert Anderson in the fullback position. Robert, nothing fancy, just a fullback give right up the middle. And as we've said week in and week out, you're going to see a lot of that. That fullback continue to give the ball right up the middle. Number 82, that is Thomas Rump, brings the play in. He'll go far side, opposite side of the field from us. Kari under center. Braswell and Orta, it looks like, are his wingbacks. Braswell in motion. Give on the counter. That is two. It looks like Geraldo Orta. I'll have to check the number on that as he comes over the left side on the counter play. And that is Geraldo Orta, and that'll be a first down for the Vikings. What you got, Marty?
Bill, I was just going to tell you, I was told that to have a running clock, you have to have a 40-point lead in the third quarter. That's the reason there's not a running clock.
Wow, okay. Well, thank you, Marty. I thought it was 30 no matter what, but thank you. 40 points in the third quarter to have the running clock. Vikings now first and 10 from the 27-yard line. Kari Franklin under center. Lane Grant brings up that line. There's the snap to Kari. Give to the fullback. It's Mikey O'Paget over the left side, still on his feet, churning those big legs, and he gets down inside the 15-yard line. Another first down for the Vikings at the 14-yard line. What a great block by that offensive line. Lane Grant at the center, Matt Stanley coming in at the guard spot, along with Brady Brantley, Justin Browning, and Big Ed Christian at the tackle spot. Thomas Rump brings the play in. Thomas Rump now will go wide to the right side of the field on the opposite side of us. Double tight end set. That's number 80. Jamie Cornelius on the left here. Kari under center. There's the snap. Give to the fullback. Robert Anderson right up the middle, and it's touchdown Vikings. Robert Anderson right over the left side of that big line. Right over the guard spot. Matt Stanley opens it up along with Justin Browning on that left side. And it's another touchdown for the Vikings. They go up 41-0. And Jackson Dalton, Cole Parker, and Mark Willis check into the lineup for the Vikings. They swing the gate over. Cole takes a knee. Looks in for the snap. Mark Willis now sets back. Here comes the snap. Snap, down, place, kick. And we got a no good kick, but there is a flag. Let's see what the flag is on the play. Not a great kick by Markey. Looks like he kicked the middle top end of the ball and got no height on it, pushed it off to the left. Let's see what the flag is here. They're going to wave off the flag, so the extra point is no good. And at 8:42 left here in the third quarter, our Vikings lead 41-0. We'll take a 30-second. No, we won't. We're going to stay right here. We're going to stay right here. We have pretty well used up our commercials for tonight, so we'll get to stay here. You folks will get to hear us in between the kickoff. Folks, that kickoff, that extra point attempt by Mark, looks like he just topped it. What you got, Marty?
Well, you wanted an update on Lee, and I was going to tell you, he is walking around the sidelines. He's got his shoulder pads off. He is walking very gingerly. It is his right ankle. I believe, from what I'm being told, that he turned his ankle and it's probably got a little sprain, but he appears to be okay for the most part, but he will not be coming back in the game.
So nothing real major. We'll pass that on. Thank you, Marty. Marty West has kind of abandoned me up here, so anytime you want to jump in, we'll play play-by-play and color from the sidelines. How's that? Looks like...
Is he into the Chick-fil-A or...
No, I don't know where he is. He's on the phone, I guess. Jed Solomon now tees it up for the Vikings. He'll kick off, his last kickoff, down at the one-yard line down in that coffin corner. Just about all second team now on that kickoff team. We'll try and get some names and numbers out there. Number 90, Adam Ribeiro, I see him. Number 16, Rodé Moore. And here is Solomon's kick. We got an offside penalty. Had that last week, too. Sometimes with a new kicker, the cadence is different, the steps are different, and all your line is different, and they're just not used to that same cadence, and they're going to take a little step offside. So Jed Solomon will back it up 5 yards, kick it off from the 35-yard line. We'll try and get a few more names and numbers out there of some of the guys that have stepped in here. Number 34 out there, that's, number 34 is Quincy Crawford. Number 13, Brian Moore. And number 7, Kenneth Durden out there. Number 31, Kerry Stanley. Number 28, Derek Godfrey on the kickoff team. Solomon now tees it back up. He is ready to kick off. And here's the kick. Right down the middle of the field, over to the side. And let's see who that was. That was number 1. Wayne Parker tries to attempt to catch the ball about the 5-yard line. Goes through his hands into the end zone for a touchback. It'll be first down and 10 for Luella from the 20-yard line. And Luella now brings out that offense. A lot of the starting defense is out there on the defensive line, but we're seeing a lot of substitutions. Gerald Demps comes out. Ken Durden's going to stay in. Geraldo Orta's going to stay in. Kerry Stanley's going to stay in. Quarterback, number 12, Kyle Dickey, under center. Takes the snap. Looks back. Fires out to the right. Complete to number 5 is Derek Bonner, but there for the tackle, number 31, Kerry Stanley, and he plants him after about a 6-yard gain. Go ahead, Marty.
Bill, that was a good lick by number 31 there. He really came up hard and made a good tackle. Yes. I was also going to mention, I just found out Coffey and Stevenson are in overtime.
Wow, Coffey and Stevenson now have gone to overtime. That is I thought that would be the case, that those two would get into overtime. 14-14, I think, was the last score we heard. Kerry Stanley, a 5'7 sophomore, comes in for the hit. And it's second and 4 for the Luella Lions. Now number 12, the quarterback, Dickey, in the shotgun. Over the middle in a middle screen. That to number 1, Wayne Parker. Wayne Parker still on his feet. Gets his way up to about the 36-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Luella Lions. In on the tackle for the Vikings, number 41, that's Tim St. Fort, makes the tackle. Also checking in now, number 22, that's Lee Carter at one of the defensive end positions. So the Lions now with a first down on the 36-yard line. Dickey now comes up under center. Out wide is his two receivers. Sweeting. He's looking for Sweeting on that side. Sweeting's open, but there's Ken Durden for the interception, but no, he just knocks it away. He does. Ken Durden with the interception, no return, but comes down with the ball, and the Vikings get the turnover. It's first and 10 now for the Vikings from the 33-yard line.
Great interception by Ken Durden.
You're back.
Yep, business.
Your real job, your paying job.
When that happens, that as we know, that's the first time this year.
Yeah, it's not been bad. That's all right. We got it covered. Marty was doing color on the sideline, and it turns out, just so you know, Lee Ruiz looks like they've got his ankle taped. It's not terribly bad. He's walking up and down the sidelines. He will not be back in tonight, but looks like he's doing great. Your quarterback, number 12, Cole Parker, he comes in, so it is now the second team offense for sure. Cole Parker at quarterback. We'll get some of these other guys in here real quick. In motion, Orta. And Cole Parker, as he tries to go away, he gives off. Wow. I thought he still had the ball, but he gets it off to the fullback. And that's number 14, C.J. Moore. And that may not be C.J. Moore. There's a lot of ninth graders down there, and we may see some guys on the ninth grade squad get an opportunity. C.J. Moore, of course, normally a wide receiver, had the varsity level. I don't expect that was him on the play, but you never know. Looks like Orta and Braswell in at the wingback. Fumble on the exchange. That was to Orta. Cole Parker, as he tried to reach back, gives off the ball to Geraldo Orta, and it falls on the ground. Marty, I think I hear you out there.
You do. I was just going to say, I was told the number 14 to carry the ball was Dale McBurrow.
Dale McBurrow. So McBurrow is wearing 14 instead of 44 tonight. That's why the confusion.
Dale, I think it actually is 44, Bill. I think it's
I just
kind of
I'm missing.
Hold it up.
Okay. Now I'm picking on Wes for missing numbers, and here I am, got Wes's job, and I'm missing numbers. Dale McBurrow is the fullback. I thought that makes more sense. Okay, Cole Parker brings the line up under center. He's got in the Eagle formation, both his wingbacks. A give on the counter, that to Braswell. Braswell gets up to the 40-yard line, but not enough for a first down. That'll be fourth down and about three for our Vikings. This will be the first punt of the night, and out comes number 46, Hayden Martin. Hayden has been out for the last few weeks with a little bit of twinge in that ACL. Got a brace on that. It's his plant foot, not his kick foot. We'll see how Hayden does tonight. His first punt of the night as our Vikings lead 41-0. Jackson and Dalton to snap.
Darn, Bill.
Sorry. I didn't know you were back.
I was trying to do color.
Oh, okay.
The lovely Joy James reports Bradwell Institute has defeated East Cadia 19-7.
There's a great kick and a great roll by Hayden Martin. Gets the ball down inside the 25-yard line to about the 24-yard line. So Hayden Martin, after a hiatus of about 2 or 3 weeks because of that knee, back out, gets his first kick here in the first round of the playoffs in the third quarter with 5:15 left. Vikings lead 41-0, and our defense now takes the field as Luella brings their offense out. You want to try that? I'll do play-by-play and you do color?
Why don't we try that?
We'll do like officials do. When the game gets kind of out of hand, officials a lot of times they'll send their clock operator down to get some experience on the field. So, all right. Dickey brings it to the line under center. He's got Sweeting out spread wide to this side. And we got a flag. Looks like it was going to be probably the defense offside. It looks like number 16, Rade Moore, jumped off on that left side just a little bit.
Yes, he did. He jumped, and of course it'll be illegal for it'll be encroachment by the defense, marking off 5 yards. Bill, I hear you say that Stevenson and Coffey were in overtime.
Overtime, 14-14 tie. That's what I expect. I really expected Coffey to win the ball game in overtime, so I'm still alive right now. Dickey now comes from the sideline. He's got the play, brings it back into the huddle. An offensive line breaks out, and to the line of scrimmage they come. And Dickey under center. He has Sweeting wide out to this side. There's the snap. Looking to the left. Tries to find, that's number 5, Detrick Bonner. Falls incomplete. So that'll bring up second down. Now second and 5. For the Lions, of course, after the 5-yard penalty offside encroachment by the defense, that brings up second and 5.
5:10 to go here in the third quarter. 41-0 Vikings lead. They won't have a choice in the fourth quarter. When we get to the fourth quarter, it will be a running clock.
Well, you did hear the explanation. It's 40 points in the third quarter. And it's Dickey now in the shotgun.
What happened to 30?
He's got Sweeting out here along with Sean Davis to the right. In motion now, number 19, DeMario Gunn. And
well,
we got a whistle.
They jumped on the far side. We jumped in the middle, so it's going to be who jumped first. Now tell me that, Bill. What explanation did you get?
Well, what I got an explanation was that it was 40 points in the third quarter for a running clock, mandatory. And it's 30 points in the fourth quarter. Now, I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up. I'm not 100% sure. We've always gone on the premise of 30 points, and it's the coach's call in the third quarter.
In the third quarter.
The call was against the Vikings. It'll be offside, but that'll be enough for a first down, and it's first and 10 now for the Lions. 5:09, 5:08 clock running here in the third quarter. Our Vikings lead 41-0. Dickey in the shotgun. He's got trips out to the right. Looking all by himself in the backfield. Across the middle, finds number 1, Wayne Parker, but it runs through his hands. No catch. There on coverage is number 19, Aaron Winston.
And also in coverage, number 13, Brian Moore back there. I can't do color, Bill.
It's hard. You and I have done this now going on, this is fifth year, fourth year, something like that. You get comfortable. You know who's going to do what.
All righty, Dickey comes to the line. Dickey, I just can't do color. I
tried. That's all right. Dickey comes to the line. Still in the shotgun. He's got trips out here to the right. Got a slot over on the left. That's number 1, Wayne Parker. Here's the snap in the shotgun. Looking on the right side. 19 coming across the middle, but he throws out to Bonner. Incomplete. Would have been a first down if he could have made the completion. Out in coverage there, number 31, Kerry Stanley.
He brought Gunn in motion back towards our side after putting him in a slot on the far side. And so it had 4 receivers, but immediately, as soon as the ball was snapped, looked to Bonner. down the left side. And sometimes as a quarterback, you want to look off. You don't want to look at your primary receiver right away. You want to wait just a little bit. But in that case, he didn't. Third and 10. And here's Bill Osborne.
Dickey now still in the shotgun here. Third and 10. Now he's got trips to his left. He puts in motion Wayne Parker. Wayne comes back across to that left side now. Looking downfield, he's got wide open receiver number 5, and that is Sean Davis. And right at the very moment that he was going to make the catch, there's Kerry Stanley for the hit, and it falls incomplete.
And it does at the 45-yard line, so it'll be 4th and 10. And, Bill, they're going to punt.
Looks like they're sending in their punt unit. This end of the field, I mean, that's the smart play. You are in the third quarter, 4:45 left in the third quarter. Our Vikings lead 41-0. Go ahead, Marty.
Just got a report. Coffee, 44-yard field goal to win, 17-14.
Coffee wins 17-14 in OT. Knocks out the Stevenson Jaguars. Tipton will play tomorrow night in that same stadium. So maybe we'll rub off, have a little good luck. Here's the kick, and back deep was Troy Braswell, but the kick goes out of bounds, and it'll be marked out at the 40-yard line where the Vikings will take over first and 10. Of course, want to remind our listeners, yes, Tipton County and ML King will play in the same stadium that Coffee and Stevenson played in tonight, and that will be probably a 7:30 or 8 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night. I'm not 100% sure. Congratulations to the Coffee High Trojans on a great win. If that's the case, what we have heard is a Coffee win 17-14 over Stevenson. Vikings now, Cole Parker at quarterback. That backup offensive line now, along with Matt Stanley, who's been starting now since the injury to Lee Ruiz. Also number 80, Jamie Cornelius at the tight end position. At the wingback, number 29, Troy Braswell and Geraldo Orta. Dale McBurrow at the fullback. Cole Parker now comes under center. Here's the snap. Quick give now. That to Geraldo Orta. Orta as he goes through the line. Still, nobody can bring him down. Arm tackles. And he breaks through about 4 tackles for an 11-yard gain and a first down for the Vikings. What a great run.
Bill, don't know if you noticed when Orta went through the line, remembering last year's fumbles, and not last year's, but last week's fumbles, and Luella trying to strip the ball. As Coach said, you've got those five points that you try to hold onto that football. Keep it tucked the way you do. You don't change arms. And that's what Orta did. Had that ball tucked in, tied in tight to his body.
Kyle Hopkins comes in at wide receiver, brings in the play. He goes out wide to the right. Cole Parker now under center. Here's the snap. Give to Braswell over the right side. Braswell tries to break through a tackle, picks up maybe a yard back to the line of scrimmage at least. Cole Parker adjusting the shoulder pad strap, and they do give him 1 yard on the carry. Number 85 now brings the play in. That's Austin Masters, a wide receiver. Austin Masters will go out wide, spread out wide to the right. Cole Parker brings that line up to the line of scrimmage. Underneath, center. Here's the snap. In motion is Braswell. Give on the counter to Geraldo Orta. Orta still on his feet, still driving his leg. And, wow, they're going to blow the whistle after about a 3-yard gain. I thought he was still going, Wes.
Well, the defense was in a 7-man front. They jumped into gaps, and as they jumped in, because we were able to down block and just split them apart and allowed Orta to come over, as on that counterplay, over the left side behind some good blocking in there. Like I said, it was only a couple yard gains, so it'll be third and, well, I guess, a long six out at the Luella 45-yard line.
Kenneth Durden now checks in. He'll come out wide to this side. Parker, still at quarterback, goes under center. He's got Orta and Braswell in the wingback spots. There's the snap. Parker pulls back, makes a throw out here to Durden, but out wide, not able to make the catch. It would have been short of a first down by about a yard had he completed it, unless he was able to turn it up. So that brings up fourth down now for the Vikings.
So what our coach is going to do here. And there goes Aaron Winston in the punt.
Well, we saw Hayden Martin get his first punt off, and that was good. He needed to get that punt, but we don't need to overwork that. He needs to work himself in. We may really need a good booming punt as we go further into the playoffs. So Aaron Winston will check in.
Wayne Parker goes back deep for Luella.
Along with Sweeting. Sweeting is a dangerous return man. Let's see what Winston does here. Winston had some good punts in the last 2 weeks. There's the snap to Winston. And the kick off the end of his foot, but to get a great roll out to number one, Wayne Parker. Wayne kind of breaks through and gets through a few tackles, but there's the Vikings there to bring him down. It's number 17, Michael Copeland, in on the tackle. So keeping a few guys out there to make sure that they don't put any points on the board. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. Our Vikings lead 41-0 as Luella now comes out on the field in offense at the 22-yard line. Derek Godfrey comes in on the defense. Number 56, we'll try and get names and numbers out here. That's a name or number I do not have on the defensive line. A lot of freshmen out here got jerseys tonight. We were supposed to get some numbers but did not get the email today. So Dickey in the shotgun. He's got twin wide receivers to both sides. He puts in motion. DeMario Gunn goes over to the left. Now trips to the left. Dickey looks downfield. He has wide open there. Number four, Sean Davis. And that'll be about a 13-yard gain, but we got a flag there after the tackle, Wes.
We're probably going to have a face mask, and I don't know if it's going to be. I wouldn't think it would be a personal foul face mask, but it may be. Let's see what the referee turns and signals.
Well,
inadvertent, just a five, tack it on.
Well, a 13-yard gain, complete pass to Sean Davis in a wide-open middle of the zone. Folks, like I said, we got number 56 out there on the defensive line. I apologize. We don't have a number or a name for that. Number 51, we also do not have a name for 51. So if your mom, if your 51's mama and you're listening, we're sorry. Dickey now brings his line up. He's got trip receivers to the right. He goes under center. Backs out into the shotgun. Now back under center. There's the snap. Looks out to the right side. Now back across the middle. He's got a wide open receiver. Number five, he's wide open across the middle. But it's Ken Durden there to make the tackle as he reaches the 21-yard line. But a great pass by Detrick Bonner in a wide open zone over a second team defensive end, or excuse me, defensive corner. But it'll bring it down to the 19-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Luella. Dickey now brings his line up. He's got trip receivers to the left, all alone in the backfield. He goes under center, brings across Bourvier. I can say that for me. Number three, Bourvier.
I'll tell you just a minute.
There's a pass. Wide open is number five, but Kerry Stanley there to break it up. It would have been, Detrick Bonner wide open in the corner of the end zone. Kerry Stanley does a great job, gets his arms up, and blocks the pass away at the last minute.
You didn't take French in high school, did you, Bill?
I did not.
How about Hussein Beauvoir.
Beauvoir. And I apologize, folks, if you're listening from Luella. We just South Georgia folks down here, and we try to do our best.
South Georgia, I can speak a little French.
You can speak a little Beauvoir.
Parlez-vous français, monsieur?
All right, that's enough of that. All right, Dickey now in the shotgun. He's got twin receivers to both sides, sweeting out here to this side along with Sean Davis. Out on the other side is DeMario Gunn. There's the snap across the middle. He's got a little... Number four, Sean Davis. He's still on his feet, and he's finally brought down by Geraldo Orta, but it may not quite enough for a first down. He's going to be about a yard short, Wes.
Well, he broke two tackles and put a good move on. Of course, you're still playing your first teamers against our second and third teamers now, and a lot of times, you know, you'll see this happen with a score like this. They'll stay in. Our guys will put out, like I say, second and third teamers, so giving our guys experience and allowing them to work against competition.
Absolutely. Dickey now, under center. He's got twin receivers to both sides. Detrick Bonner out on the left.
Oh, we jump, Bill. We jump. It's going to be an automatic first down.
Hard count by the quarterback, and that's an easy play against the second team defense. No, they're going to call a false start on the offense, Wes.
Oh, I didn't see that. I just saw our guys jump.
Could have been an illegal snap. A lot of times the center may make just a little wiggle with the ball.
So I'll back it up and make it third and six, Bill.
You and I don't see that sometimes. You're right. Third and six now for the Lions on the 17-yard line. Dickey now in the shotgun. Back with him. Looks like Akeem Walker. No, that's Beauvoir. There's a pass complete to number 19.
Mario Gunn, and we knock him out of bounds.
At the one.
At the one. Then the ball came out after he got hit. but they said he was out of bounds at the one.
Well, DeMario Gunn, as he tried to leap into the end zone, gets knocked out of bounds, as you say, about the one-yard line. But a lot of time for Dickey to find a wide-open DeMario Gunn. Let's see if the Vikings can bow up here. This second-team defense have done a great job here. We're down to 48 seconds in the clock running here in the third quarter. Vikings lead 41-0. Dickey now under center. In the backfield with him is Bouvois. Bonner, there's the ball on the ground. And picked up by Dickey. But he'll lose a yard at least on that play, Wes, as he picked the ball up.
He loses a yard and a half back to the 2.5-yard line. I mean, second and goal from the 2.5-yard line. And inside 20 seconds now.
Clock continues to run, 15, 14. They can get a playoff here in the third quarter. So far, the Vikings have held the Lions out of the end zone. No points tonight, 41-0. And looks like they're just going to take a walk to the sideline as the clock counts down to zero. And that's the end of the third quarter. Our Vikings lead 41-0. Let's take a 60-second break. You're listening to the Lounge High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. And we're back here at Martin Stadium as we go into the fourth quarter now. Our Vikings leading 41-0 over the Luella Lions, but Luella threatening here in the fourth quarter to start. It is second and goal from the 2-yard line for Luella, and the clock says 12 minutes. This should be a running clock now with a 41-point lead for our Vikings. There's the snap, the give to Bouvois, and over the right side is Bouvois, and a touchdown for the Luella Lions. Bouvois finds a hole over that second-team defensive line and pushes it into the end zone, and the Vikings give up six as Luella puts points on the board. Luella now lines up for their extra point. Their place kicker, number 42, that is Grant Palmer. Grant now waits on the snap. Here's the snap. Place it down. Kick, and it's up and good. But my goodness, we almost had a block from number 7, Ken Durden, by the Vikings. And as we get into the fourth quarter, it's 41-7. Vikings lead the Luella Lions. Let's take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Radio on 99.5 Kicks Country. We're back here at Martin Stadium where our Vikings lead here in the fourth quarter, the first round of the 5A playoffs over the Luella Lions.
Hey,
41-7.
Boss. Hey, boss, you listening?
41-7. He is calling the boss now. It's serious. He's calling the boss to the press box. It's work-related, and it's serious. So here he comes. All right. Number 42, Grant Palmer, set to kick off for the Lions. Back deep for the Vikings. Number 7, that is Ken Durden, along with, looks like, Geraldo Orta and Troy Braswell. And Palmer now with the kick. It's going to be short, very high. And it's number 13, that is Brian Moore. Great little catch on a short, high kickoff. And he catches it and just falls to the ground. And it's first and 10 for the Vikings. Still, you're going to continue to see that second team. And now the clock continues to run. Of course, it is a running clock now. Here in the fourth quarter, there are no options. 41-7, our Vikings lead. 11-21 with the clock running. And let's see, it is Cole Parker out at quarterback in the backfield at fullback, number 11, Josh Ponder. Looks like Braswell and Orta at the wing under center. Cole Parker takes the snap, hands off. That is to Troy Braswell. Troy will get up to about the 40-yard line, almost a 2-yard gain. Troy gets up. They're going to mark him just inside the 40. Still about a 2-yard gain. Fullback Josh Ponder will check out. In comes number 36. That's Sam Napier. Sam brings the play in. He'll come to this side wide out. In at fullback now is Dale McBurrow. Still at the wingback, Geraldo Orta and Troy Braswell. Under center, Cole Parker. Cole takes the snap. Hands off to the fullback. That's McBurrow as he burrows forward and picks up about 5 more yards. It'll bring up third down now. And, yep, about 3rd and 5 now for our Vikings. checking in now to the Viking lineup. Number 27, that's Paul Johnson, brings the play in. Paul Johnson will go out wide to the opposite side. The offensive line brings it up. Cole Parker under center. McBurrow still at the fullback position. Here's the snap. Parker hands off to Orta. Orta tries to find room around the left side. He's being brought down, keeps the leg turning, but he is not going to pick up at about 2 yards. It'll bring up now a fourth down for the Vikings. Hayden Martin kind of looks in. Am I going to punt? They call him back. And, yep, Hayden Martin will come out, get some work. Don't want to put a lot of work on Hayden, but we do want to get Hayden some work to get him going through the lineup. First team punt team, that's Jackson Dalton, comes in. So all the first team on the punt team come in. Back to punt, Hayden Martin back deep for Luella. That's number 5, Detrick Bonner. Set back about the 20-yard line. There's the snap. Hayden Martin gets the kickoff. What a great kick. Ball bounces, and he picks it up, but he's still on his feet. Dangerous play by Bonner as he picks the ball up. Now there's nobody there in front of him, and Bonner is going to get a 80-yard punt return as he picks the ball up on a bounce and gets it into the end zone. Detrick Bonner on an 80-yard punt return against our first team punt team. Wow. Guys get a little break out of the game. Marty, all you saw was the blur going by, didn't you?
Exactly. I didn't see him catch it. I didn't see the moves. I'm down on the other end. You know, it's really hard when you come in, you're on the sidelines and you're watching and you're encouraging the other younger guys, and then you have to jump right back in there.
Absolutely. Number 42 now, that's Grant Palmer, comes in for the extra point, and it's blocked. But Luella picks it up, fumbles it into the end zone, and what do we got?
They fall on it for a two-point conversion.
They do count it good as a two-point conversion. It's number 11, Slate Nichols, falls on it, but it was a great block by our defense. And the score now is 41-15. Our Vikings lead Luella. No, they're going to call it no good now. They're saying they're going to call the ball down. So it'll be 41-13. They'll have to take those 2 points off the board. The ball did fumble into the end zone. It looked like number 11, Slate Nichols, landed on it. But they do take the points off the board, and the Vikings lead 41-13 on an 80-yard punt return by that was number 5, Detrick Bonner. Bonner caught the ball, Wes, on just a little quick bounce, kind of caught everybody off guard, and he just busted through that first line of defense, and then there was nobody back there.
Bill, I was busy taking care of company business and didn't see the touchdown that was scored earlier by Luella.
I was just saying, an 80-yard punt return.
No, there was another one before that.
Oh, that was the one that was down here on the 2-yard line. That was Beauvoir, just ran right over the right side of his offensive line and into the end zone. But that was against, that whole drive was against our second team. Now the Vikings set up to receive this kick. And you can fully expect there's going to be another onside attempt or a very short kick again. Number 42, Grant Palmer, kicked it last time. It was right up. It was a very high kick to Brian Moore. He caught it and just fell on it. Now there's the whistle. Here's the kick. And it is, well, a little bit longer than the last one. And let's see who fields that. Kerry Stanley, number 31. He finds a little seam. Tries to get back up, still on his feet, over to the left side. He's got a hold, cuts it back into the middle, and finally, it's number 18, that's Jamal May, that brings him down right at the Viking head, just before the 50-yard line. Great run by Kerry Stanley. So the Vikings get great field position to start this drive here. The clock runs 7:29 left in the ball game as the clock continues to run. And let's see, looks like Ken Durden's going to get an opportunity now at the quarterback position, along with, at fullback, number 11, Josh Ponder. Orta and Braswell in at the wingbacks. Durden under center, here's the snap. Gives the ball They try to strip it out. That was, looks like, Braswell. And they
and
do.
They do.
They take the ball out of Braswell's hand, and it's a turnover. And the Lions get the ball on the Viking side of the football field. The defense, again, the backups, not changing anything here. 6:39 left in the ball game with the clock running. Luella now still playing all of their first team. Well, no, they're going to bring in a new quarterback. It's number 10, Leonard Jacobs. Still has all of his other backs, but Leonard Jacobs, a sophomore, comes in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Looks downfield. Has number 5. That's Bonner open, but it's Kerry Stanley who steps in front almost with an interception, knocks the ball away, and it's second down now for the Lions.
And if he does, Bill, he's got 55 yards of green real estate in front of him, and nobody would catch him because he was coming on a dead run.
Yeah, Kerry Stanley, you're right, made that great break, just stepped in front. If he'd have caught it, it would have been a pick six.
In fact, you could hear the ball when it hit his hands all the way up here.
Luella now comes to the line of scrimmage. They have changed some of their line now. At quarterback, Leonard Jacobs, number 10, in the shotgun. He sends in motion to Mario Gunn. He goes to the right side. Now trips on the right in the shotgun. Here's the pass. It's tipped by number 13, and that is Brian Moore.
5:20 to go. Clock running. Vikings leading 41-13. Will advance next week to host Bradwell Institute, who defeated East Caeta 17-7.
Well, I missed that pick. I really thought East Caeta would probably pull that out. Region 3. Camden now and Bradwell Institute are in.
Want to remind everybody of the Lions High Coaches Show Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub at 7 o'clock. Coach will be there. Players are starting to stop by. Assistant coaches will be there. Stop and have a good time and pick the Osman's brain. He'll tell you all the stats you ever want to know.
Leonard now, it's quarterback. He sends in motion. Sean Davis over here to this side. He looks down. Has a receiver. It's number 4, Sean Davis, and he's down on one knee to make the catch. But there to make the hit is Geraldo Orta, but he comes up. I think it's just his shoe not fitting good.
Well, I tell you what, the official, Bill, reached for his back pocket for the flag on because he was down on one knee when Orta hit him, and he reached his back pocket. And he said, wait a minute.
Yep. Adam Ribeiro now comes in on the defensive line. The clock continues to run 4:14. Luella now with a fourth down situation. And it's Leonard Jacobs coming in from the sideline, has the play, gets to the huddle. Ball on the left hash mark here on our side. He sends his receivers. He's got twins to both sides. In the backfield with him is number 34. That's Edward Irby. And we got a flag, maybe a delay of game.
I think we lined up in the neutral zone, Bill. And we did.
So we'll give him an easy 5. It's still fourth down. Well, Wes, one of the things that if you look at now the 3 times that we've played the Luella Lions, we've given up some points, 20, over 20, and now 13 in this particular ball game. But it's always been against our second team. We have extensively used our second team against Luella. There's the snap in the shotgun. Leonard out to the right. And it's Orta with a tip. And thought it was going to be Ken Durden maybe on a pick. But it does fall incomplete. The ball turns over. It's 1st and 10 now for our Vikings as the clock runs now inside of 3 minutes and 20 seconds. And next Friday night, Wes, we'll be back here at the Concrete Palace, as you say, playing the Bradwell Institute, whatever they are.
We sure will. The Vikings will host the second round of the 2008 State 5 playoffs. They'll play Bradwell Institute. Kickoff will be at 8 p.m. Tickets to this game will go on sale Monday morning at 9 a.m., beginning with season ticket holders. Reserve seat ticket holders can claim their same seats on Monday and Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 4:30. Touchdown Club members can pick up theirs Monday night. High school and middle school student tickets are on sale at the high school and middle school as well as at the ticket office. Handicapped seats are available for the handicapped session, and we'll finish right after this.
And back in at quarterback, Ken Durden. Ken goes under center. He's got Kerry Stanley in the backfield. He'll give to the fullback, Burroughs. Burroughs comes forward to about the 46-yard line where it'll be second down and about 5. So he picks up 5 yards.
Bill, any season tickets not purchased by 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday will be sold to the general public. First come, first sell, no exception. This will be the process for each home playoff game. All tickets for the second round are $8 as set by the Georgia High School Association, and the ticket office is located at the Board of Education building on Norman Drive.
Ken Durden now brings them back up to the line of scrimmage. Under center, he's got McMurrow in the backfield along with Kerry Stanley. Give to Stanley over the right side. Stanley tries to find a seam. He'll get down about the 49-yard line where they'll mark him down. It'll bring up third down.
And we're inside 2 minutes to go. Vikings will improve to 11-0 on the year.
Well, is Marty going to get us a little quick interview with Coach McPherson?
He sure is.
He's shaking his head down there. He's dancing to the band. Hey, I can't blame him. I do it too.
Luella will drop to 7. They'll close out their season at 7-4. Their first run in the state playoffs.
Congratulations to Luella Lions to make the playoffs. They're going to get better next year.
I tell you what, only been around 5 years and in the playoffs already. That tells you a lot about Coach Bergdorf and his staff.
Durden now under center. Here's the snap. Give to the fullback, McMurrow. And McMurrow's going to charge forward for that first down by about a yard. And that's the case. It'll be first down for the Vikings. Now the time under 1 minute. And barring something crazy, I think this ball game's going to end right here at 41-13 as the final score. What do you think, Wes?
Well, we'll probably get one more play, Bill.
Well, it's still going to end that way.
And still waiting on the final Northside Warner Robinson, Union Grove, and Tifton ML King.
Avery is in at a receiver position.
He sure is.
Under center, Ken Durden takes the snap. Gives it to Stanley. And Stanley will be tackled after a 1-2-3 yard gain. And the clock ticks down now, 17-16. That ought to have been the last play, Wes.
Yep. And what's Avery's last name?
Alderman.
Number
5.
4'6", 108 pounds. And he gets in every now and then. And bless his heart, in for this ball game. Vikings win it 41-13 to advance to the second round of the state 5A playoffs next week against Radwell Institute right here at Martin Stadium. And we'll be right back after this two-minute break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers. Marty.
Yes, sir.
I'm waiting for you to see if you've got Coach McPherson.
I will have him in just a second.
I see him talking with the principal, Wes Taylor. Marty, give us your assessment of what you thought about the ball game tonight.
Well, guys, I just think our team came out great. They came out very fired up, ready to play. And I really jumped on them good and jumped on them big early. And then I think one of the biggest things is allowing the young players to play and getting them to play the whole second half and getting that experience. That really goes a long way next year and the year after that.
Marty, I think Coach is ready for you.
Coach, congratulations on a big win.
Here comes the rain.
Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the game.
Thank you, Marty. I feel like we played better. We got a little better this week, and that's what we wanted to do. Came out strong, kids played hard, made a bunch of plays, I'm proud of them. Coaches had a great game plan.
Coach, also we noticed in the second half we talked a lot about the young kids getting to play. That's just valuable experience and that'll go a long way. Tell us a little bit about the young kids and how they play tonight.
They played well. We tried to get them all in. We got everybody in but the ninth grade offense, but that, you know, they'll get their chance. We just tried to get as many of them in as possible, and that is invaluable to get those guys in a ball game like this.
Coach, go celebrate with your team. Congratulations. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you, Coach McPherson. And, Wes, the rain has started to come down again. I'm ready to go home. How about you?
Well, give us some final stats here, Bill.
I will. Thank you to Coach Dice and his staff from Lowndes Middle School. For the final stats tonight, your final score, the Vikings win 41-13 to win the first round of the 5A playoff scenario. So we get to play again. That's the best part.
Yep.
First downs tonight, Luella with 7 first downs. Our Vikings with 15. Wes, we shut them down. 16 attempts for Luella for a negative 6 yards on the night. Our Vikings, 47 carries for 365 yards. Passing tonight, Luella was 11 of 26 for 116 yards, no touchdowns, and two interceptions. Lowndes had 4 of 7 for 68 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Total plays, Luella with 42 total plays, our Vikings with 54. Total offense, Luella with 110 yards, our Vikings 433 yards. Fumbles, both teams fumbled the ball 3 times, losing it twice. Penalties, Vikings penalized 5 times for 25 yards, that all in the second half. And Luella penalized 1 time for 5 yards. Punting tonight, Lowndes punted 3 times for an average of 37 yards. Luella punted 6 times for an average of 32 yards. The leading rusher for Luella was number 15, Richard Barnes. He had 5 carries for 11 yards. Their leading receiver, number 5, Detrick Bonner. He was 4 catches for 59 yards. The leading rusher for the Vikings, Greg Reed, 6 carries, 72 yards, 2 touchdowns. Also notable, number 9, Gerald Demps, 5 carries for 70 yards, 1 touchdown, and a 2-point conversion. The leading receiver, number 3, Darius Howell, 1 catch for 32 yards, and that is your final score and your final stats. You want to write some of those things down?
Yeah, you got to write a couple of them down. And, Bill?
Well, Marty's out of the rain. I'm ready to go home. My final thoughts, as a fan, you look at it, boy, you really hated that we gave up 13 points. But we talked about the young kids getting an opportunity to play, and there is no that's an invaluable experience for them to be able to get there in a playoff situation, be able to get there on the field, and played pretty well against a first-team offense that had done very well throughout the season. And that's the best part, was they got an opportunity to get on the field. And I'm looking forward to next week. These kids are ready for next week, and it's still 7 days away.
Well, Bill, Bradwell Institute, which defeated East Caeta 17-7, they improved to 8-3 on the year, and they'll come over here, the number 2 seed out of Region 3. Our Vikings will host them here. Of course, Coffey, you heard the big news. Coffey, a 44-yard field goal in overtime, defeats number 1 Stevenson, the number 1 seed Stevenson Jaguars, 17-14. The last I heard, I've got Northside already penciled in, beating Union Grove.
Yep.
Camden was demolishing Creekside, and boy, what a second-round matchup game next week. That'll be Northside at Camden. That's a semifinal game there, Bill.
It will be. I'm looking forward to it. But we're going to take care of business right here at Martin Stadium next week against Bradwell Institute.
Tift and ML King will play tomorrow night, so we won't have you anything on that. Don't have you any other updates or anything like that. Don't forget the Lowndes High Coaches Show Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at Loco's Grill and Pub. If you can't be there, listen to it right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, the Valdosta State Blazers begin the defense of their national championship by hosting the Carson Newman Eagles in a first-round Division II playoff game at Bazemore-Hyder Stadium, airtime at 1 o'clock with the voice of the Blazers, the legendary Dick Rocky, Tom Odom on the sidelines, and I'll be in my usual place in the box.
Wes, time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Brandon Shiver. It has been produced by Clark Johnson. It is a production of Black Crow Media. For all of Lowndes High Football, for all of Black Crow Media, for Marty Rogers and Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You have been listening to the Lowndes High Football broadcast on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.